What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Andrew Tate's Arrogance is Too Un-Islamic Even for My Taste as a Dirty Jew. So, as you guys know, I've been using Andrew Tate's own emails against him to prove that this guy really isn't a Muslim and he's just grifting off of the Ummah of Muhammad. I'm on his mailing list, so I get emails from him pretty much on a daily basis. This is one of his latest emails that just came in today. As you guys can see, this is from Andrew Tate. Look, Tate, Cobra Tate, okay, I'm showing you proof that this is indeed from Andrew Tate, because I know Coach Bitch Pill is going to get all up in my comment section and claim it's photoshopped. And you guys too who are signed up to Andrew Tate's newsletter, you can also verify this email as well. It came in today, April 20th at around 9:30 in the morning. So let's start off reading this email. It's a rather a long email, but you guys are going to see the arrogance coming out. So let's start. There is a new generation of nerds, crypto kids who got rich in 2021 by scamming in shitcoins or NFTs. The easy money isn't in crypto anymore. They're 20-something and have no real-world skills, but the rent is due and their crypto fortune is shrinking. So they buy a Lamborghini and some watches, open up social media accounts, and brand themselves as businessmen. They come up with some backstory about being successful in real business despite being 20 years old, usually digital marketing agency or some other vague bullshit that can't be proven. They then try to sell you the secrets of how to make money. Some 25-year-old yelling at you that money is easy, despite only making his money through the easiest time in the world to get rich by blind luck. Do not fall for it. Would you trust a lottery winner on business? Making money on a shitcoin is no different. 10,000 shitcoins failed and a few didn't. Now this guy is an expert. At 20-something years old, I didn't speak much. I had no inclination to teach anything. I was too busy learning. I trained as hard as possible every single day to become a world champion in my sport. I ran dozens of businesses, worked endless jobs across 10 fields. While training to become a world champion, I did not sleep. I remember the 2008 crisis. I know what hard times are like. There are many copycats of me out there. They try to mimic my mannerisms and language, but they're too afraid to get in the ring and fight a worthy opponent. What kind of man is this? What does he know about mindset? They have no gravitas to build a capable team of warriors like the War Room, so they surround themselves with parasites and losers. They come from easy money and they're allergic to work. Everyone around them is allergic to work due to childish egos, so they sell you a product that they won't work on, and they hire some uninterested Indian to deliver it to you. It's a scam. They don't know what it's like to live in hard times. They never struggled. They tried to clone and copy Hustlers University. They do not understand we have over 100 staff and team members working 16 hours a day every day. I am working 16 hours a day, me, Tate. If I'm not too good for work, why are they arrogant, scamming scumbags? Many of them tried to recreate my magic. They realized it's endless work. It's hard to give hundreds of thousands of students so much value that they renew their subscription every month. We teach real things. Our students become richer, stronger, faster, endless winning. Me and over 100 partners work every day to force our students to succeed. Our students make money. That's why they renew. They cannot be copied by an amateur. We teach you how to make money in the real world. We teach mindset inside of the real world. We teach fitness inside of the real world. We teach you everything you need to win in life for less than the price of lunch. We do it to save the world, not because we need money. You're still in Hustlers University for $50 a month. Now, I don't know what type of lunch costs $50. I mean, my lunch costs like $10. So, I mean, when you say lunch, are we talking fancy schmancy lunch? Or are we talking a normal people lunch? We do it to save the world, not because we need money. Then offer it for free, bro. I've been rich forever. I do not need money. I need soldiers who are rich, strong, and mentally capable. So why are you charging for it then? That's why nobody can compete with us. Everybody on the internet teaching anything, every single one is a scammer besides me. All right, guys. We have an old saying in the Middle East. You point one finger at somebody, three fingers point back at you. Meaning, if you keep accusing people of being scammers, of being whatever, chances are you yourself are partaking in this and you are using psychological deflection. There is nothing they know I do not know. They don't work like me. They have no network like mine. Okay, apparently this guy is probably talking about other scammers, kind of like how prostitutes talk shit about one another, okay? Because if he's saying there's nothing they know I do not know, hey man, do you know how to program PHP? I don't think so. Mindset, fitness, money, any of it, I surpass every individual on the planet. When it comes to money, are you richer than Bill Gates? Alright, so I immediately debunked you using simple logic. Fitness, look, you have a decent body, but then again, if you watch what you eat, you go to the gym, you take roids, it's not that difficult at all. I, Amar Mitwali, am living proof of that. Heck, I haven't been to the gym in fucking several months, you know? I just got charged $40 by LA Fitness the other day. You know, I really need to go to the gym, but during the month of Ramadan, I really don't have the energy to do anything. And anyone who says otherwise is lying to themselves and lying to you. The internet is mine, the world is mine. See, this is just way too arrogant, okay? Even by my standards, listen, I'm an arrogant son of a bitch. I say that to your face, guys, you know? How many times do I tell you, seed of King David, you know, chosen people? Even I am not this fucking arrogant because I know in Islam, you cannot be arrogant like this, okay? There's a red line that you cannot cross when it comes to arrogance. I have suffered endlessly by God's grace to be crowned undisputed king. You know, the Prophet Muhammad said, what is up must come down. Believe it or not, that's actually an Islamic saying, you know. What has risen high must come down, you know. The Prophet Muhammad had a camel by the name of Rahila. And his camel, she was a very, very fast camel. In fact, Rahila in Arabic means like breeze, you know. It was, you know, his camel was fast as the breeze. That's why it was called Rahila. And the Prophet Muhammad would win every camel race in town. And then this godless heathen pagan came out of nowhere and he beat the Prophet Muhammad. And all the Muslims were like, what the hell? A godless heathen pagan beat the Prophet of God in a camel race? How can this be? And the Prophet Muhammad said, this is God's way of bringing down what has become too high. And yet, here is Andrew Tate telling you I am the undisputed king. Guys, you are reading his writing, okay? This was written on April 20th, 2023, today. This wasn't written a year ago before he became a Muslim. I know a lot of you guys out there like to cut Andrew Tate's slack by saying, well, Omar, you know, he's a new Muslim and it will take time. What did the Prophet Muhammad say? The best of pagan will make the best of Muslim. You know, if you're a piece of shit before Islam, you're not going to become a good human being just because you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Let's continue. And I can name 25 online losers who want to be but never will because they cannot and will not suffer. Again, he's probably talking about other scammers like himself. Weak, arrogant clowns. There is one team, the Tate team. You're on my team or you are losing. Pick a side. This is so arrogant, guys, right there. Remember when Andrew Tate used to sign off his emails with trust in Tate? You know, remember trust in God, trust in Tate? You know, he stopped doing that because that definitely would have been a red flag for most Muslims out there. See, this is what you guys need to understand, man, about the CIA. How the CIA and Satan work is that they just can't come out and say what they really want you to do. They just can't come out and say it. So they start off by saying, hey man, this is great, this is good. You know, like I said, you know, when I read like the first probably two-thirds of this email, yeah, Andrew Tate seems to be on the right track with all these scammers out there, you know, who are buying Lambos and fake watches. They're probably renting that shit, you know. So yeah, two-thirds of this email was okay. And then the last one-third of the email, that's when he takes you down a slippery slope. You see, Islam tells us how Satan works when it comes to idol worship and is like this, you know. You see, idol worshipping doesn't come out of nowhere. You know, back in the days, people would worship like idol stones, idols, you know, deities like that. And those idols, according to Islam, they didn't come out from anywhere, okay? These idols, you guys need to understand, these idols. Now, this is according to Islam, okay? This is according to the Prophet Muhammad, you know. There would be a man of God. There would be a man of God who stayed in the same place, and that man of God, you know, he's a prophet of God, and he would be preaching about the one true God. And then when that man of God, you know, he dies, you know, because we all die, you know, Satan will come to the people, and Satan will say to the people, hey, you guys remember that good Muslim guy who would come here and he would preach? By the way, guys, all the prophets were Muslims, even Abraham, even Moses, even Jesus. Muslim means to surrender yourself. Okay, that's what Muslim mean. Islam does not mean peace. You know, all these Muslim scumbags who tell you Islam means peace, they're all fucking CIA scumbags, okay? Islam means to surrender. You know, who do you surrender yourself to? You surrender yourself to God, okay? When I tell you Islam, I'm telling you surrender. When you say Muslim, you see, Muslim is a combination of two words. In Arabic, ma means to have happened. Islam means to surrender. So when you are a Muslim, you have surrendered. So a Muslim is a person who surrendered themselves to God. This is why all prophets were Muslims. So anyway, going back to how Satan gets you down a slippery slope like Andrew Tate and CIA. So, when a good Muslim man who preaches the one true God, when he dies, Satan will come to the people and he'll say, hey man, remember that good Muslim guy who was sitting here preaching? Why don't we build a statue of him so we can remember him? And of course, every generation, Satan comes back and he says, hey, this statue was a statue of a god. Why don't we worship that god? See how Satan puts you down on a slippery slope, guys? Satan will never ever come out of the gate and automatically put you down on a slippery slope. Satan will never ever do that, because that's going to be too in your face. What Satan does is that he takes you down a slippery slope by starting out saying, hey, we're going to do a good thing, and we're going to remember that good Muslim guy preaching about Allah by putting a idol to commemorate him, okay? That's how the slippery slope works. Same thing, you guys, I read the email for you guys. Two-thirds of what Andrew Tate was saying was spot on about the scammers and the grifters. And then the last one-third, you know, he pretty much made himself the ultimate grifter that you guys have to follow. Otherwise, you're a loser. See? Right there, guys. You are on my team or you are losing. He's telling you, pick a side. See, this is why people like Andrew Tate hate MGTOW, because MGTOW, our motto is winning by not playing, okay? I'm not gonna pick a side, guys. And the thing you guys need to understand, for you to join Hustlers University, it's $50 a month. Again, $50 a month, it's not gonna kill anybody. For people who really don't know anything, you know, see, if you don't know anything about anything at all, you know, $50 a month is, A, it's not going to kill you, B, you might actually learn something, you know, but is it ultimately going to benefit you? No, it's not, you know. You guys have to understand, when I first moved out to Hollywood, I didn't know anything about the industry. So, you know, a acting school contacted me and they said, hey, we have this 1 week intensive training course for like $1,200. This was almost 20 years ago, believe it or not. So $1,200 back then is probably the equivalent of $2,500 now. And they said, hey, we will teach you what takes you 2 years to learn in the entertainment industry. We teach it to you in like 1 week, not to mention you can get discovered. Well, guess what, guys? It was a total loss of money, okay? First of all, the people there, they don't respect you because they know you're pay to play. It's kind of like how prostitutes, deep down, they don't respect you, you know, unless, of course, they find you hot, you know, that's a different story. But for the most part, guys, if you pay an acting studio, they don't respect you. They laugh at you. They just take your money, telling you, oh, baby, you're gonna be a star, baby, you know. It's the same thing with all these people out there, like Hamza, who charges you $1,000 a month. They know that 99.999% of you are not gonna be 0.01% better after their course than before their course. They know that, guys, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, this is all one big grift. Andrew Tate is a CIA asset. He just wants your money. It's his high to take advantage of people like that. You guys need to understand, there's a lot of grifts targeting the Muslim community online. In fact, after this video, I'm gonna be exposing another Muslim grifter. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later.